The Buttery is a small not-for-profit rehabilitation centre near Bangalore in northern New South Wales. When the COVID epidemic hit, many residents elected to stay on, and many other rehab centres have closed completely. Bay FM reporter Kate Payne spoke with David Dalton, the Maintenance for Abstinence Program coordinator at the Buttery, to find out what things were like during the lockdown.
If you wouldn't mind just walking me through, how was it that you personally first started hearing about COVID? What were your thoughts working in the rehab? And then how did you see the rehab change as COVID started becoming a bigger deal and the regulations started coming into play?
Okay, so for me personally, I was fortunate enough to get a holiday in Thailand, in Chiang Mai, before all this started. So that was the first 2 weeks of February this year. And yeah, it was starting to become a concern, like people were beginning to wear masks. And of course, being where I was, you know, I was conscious of, if I went into a shopping centre, touching, you know, buttons on lifts and so on. But it was probably about 2 weeks after I returned from that trip, by end of February, well, early March really, that I guess the alarming factor started around the whole COVID-19 situation. So probably in the first 2 weeks of March, information came out there were being infections, and yeah, as I said, the alarmist stage had happened. So we sat down with the residents and informed them, because they have access to television. They'd seen on the news what had started happening and what had been happening, particularly in China and then Italy and so on, and had started in Australia. So they'd seen all this. So we sat down, so right, this is what may happen. We may have to go into isolation. We may be quarantined. We went through all the different scenarios and we gave them an option whether they wanted to leave or not, to get home to families, if they had health issues that they probably may not be able to address if we're in quarantine, lockdown, isolation. I think that's, we had 26 residents at the beginning of all of this. They all chose to stay. I think they saw what was happening in the world on the outside and they thought, no, we'll stay here, thank you.
Not every rehab is like the Buttery, and some actually decided to close.
Some rehabs just emptied out. You know, there's a few in Sydney just emptied out when all of this, they sent their girls.
Really?
You know, there was a couple of girls, women's services in Sydney, and the ones that they couldn't place back home, they found housing for them. But, you know, like, that wasn't an option for us. So, and I think there's also another one on the Gold Coast that, yeah, they said, sorry, we're closing.
Some of these people would be coming down off of perhaps some very hard drugs or detoxing from alcohol. They might have been living on the street before the rehab, or maybe they've never really felt home in such a long time. And then all of a sudden they're kicked out in the middle of a pandemic.
After a couple of weeks, when the whole Woolworths online delivery thing halted, there was 1 week where we had to buy food and items from the local store.
In an environment where your routine is so important, I bet a change where your groceries are bought at a different store can actually be a really big deal.
The following week, we got dispensation as an essential service from Woolworths for online for delivery. So they were able to be there, continue their daily lives within the beautiful grounds of the Buttery and get their food delivered. They were quite okay with staying there. And we're now down to 18, but out of those 8 people that left, there's only one person in the first week left who was a mother. She was a local woman. Her home was in Lismore. She had children who were needing to be homeschooled. She made an informed decision. She gave it a week and then decided, no, I need to be home with my children to help with homeschooling. So she's really the only person that left due to COVID. Yesterday was the first day we talked them out for a drive and they were like excited little children. It was really quite lovely to be a part of, yeah, to experience. So we had 8 people in 2 buses and, we just took them for a drive around Coolamon Scenic Drive and a look out at St. Helena's and and they were absolutely thrilled with that.
While the rest of us were in lockdown, everyone in the Buttery, which was already kind of like a lockdown before Corona, they were in serious lockdown. They couldn't even go on drives before now.
I must say that I feel very fortunate that I'm one of the people that have been able to keep my job and a job that I love, and that I'm still able to go in and have that working in an environment that people are healing, they've chosen to be in. That's the big thing. They've all still, you know, chosen to be there. So, you know, to me, that's extremely worthwhile.
David Dalton, the Maintenance to Abstinence Program Coordinator at the Buttery, speaking there with BFM's Kate Payne.